Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The White House wants you to believe now that they are on offense and Hunter Biden is on offense as they're sending letters now to people like Rudy Giuliani, Tony Bobulinski. They are sending these frivolous letters saying you better preserve the laptop from hell records because we may sue you. Yeah, Hunter Biden and his high power and expensive legal team are sending out these letters to Rudy Giuliani, Tony Bobulinski, and 12 others threatening litigation and a litigation hold letter to, quote, preserve the laptop from hell records, a move seen by many as nothing but a public relations tactic, I would say PR stunt, because of the troubling narrative for the Biden family. Now, I'm going to get back to that in a moment, because what they're really concerned about is what's happening now in Congress. In fact, we now know that Jim Jordan has subpoenaed the Department of Justice for documents on the school board issue. Now, you may be asking yourself, why does the school board issue matter? Great question. It shows that the House Judiciary Committee is ramping up their effort to obtain documents that deal with a lot of things that were being done at the DOJ, which could easily include the Hunter Biden cover-up and the Hunter Biden scandal in general. That's also why they're going after these documents. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a moment, because that's going to be an important part of this conversation. This school board document thing is just a precursor, I think, for what's coming. And now we're seeing how the DOJ is responding to these record requests. The DOJ has immediately come out and rejected now, quote, some of the House GOP's requests on Biden documents. And they're trying to set a precedent here. Okay, you're going to say you're not going to give us the Biden documents. Fine. We're also going to ask you for the school board documents, right, where you label parents as domestic terrorists. We want to see those documents. And if they give those documents, then there is precedent for these other documents, I think, with Hunter Biden. There is certainly a significant connection between the two. They're picking and choosing what they do and don't want to show us, depending on how damning it is to the president of the United States of America. Now, the Justice Department has fought back this week. Merrick Garland, the DOJ, has now informed the House Judiciary Committee on Monday that it could not, quote, fulfill all of their requests relating to the investigation into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, citing the department's longstanding policy, quote, about ongoing matters. The department told the Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan and Representative Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, that it would instead, per its cited policy, maintain the confidentiality of the open investigation. That, according to the letter written by the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legislative Affairs and obtained by Breitbart News. The DOJ's letter comes in response to Jordan and Johnson requesting on January the 13th various documents and communications from the department relating to the documents with classified markings that have been found at the Penn Biden Center and Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. These documents we know now have dated back to Biden's time not only as the vice president, but also when he was a senator. Quote, it's unclear when the department first came to learn about the existence of these documents and whether it actively concealed this information from the public on the eve of the 2020 elections, Jordan and Johnson wrote. The DOJ's actions with Biden also appear, quote, to depart from how it acted in similar circumstances involving Donald Trump and Trump's handling of classified documents, the congressman then added. As you know, the DOJ has assigned special counsel to both cases, though they have notable differences. Trump's back and forth with the government, for instance, went on for well over a year. The DOJ also ultimately executed a warrant to search Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and later released a now viral picture implying that documents were just sprawled all over the floor at Mar-a-Lago. Moves that Republicans contended were just absurd, and they were because they weren't stored that way. The DOJ also had no problem leaking information then about Donald Trump and the raid. Now they're saying we can't give you documents because it's an ongoing investigation, and therefore that's why we shouldn't. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage, and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. So let's connect these stories now to what's happening in Congress at these hearings over the Twitter files. Jim Baker, former FBI guy who then went over to Twitter, cannot answer if he talked with the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, he knows how to answer this, okay? He knows, and this is very clear. Like, he understands how to answer this. Listen carefully.
Well, I yield to the gentleman from
I thank the chair for yielding. Mr. Baker, you said you didn't talk with the FBI that day. Did you talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to then or after that day?
I'm trying to make sure I can answer this question consistent with the restrictions that I talked about in my opening.
Simple question. You talked to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story.
I do. To the best of my recollection, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story before that day.
Did you talk to him after it? You said your response is real specific to the chairman. You said, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story that day. I assume that day is October 14th. I want to know if you talked to him on the 13th or before, or if you talked to him on the 15th and after.
I don't recall speaking to the FBI, sitting here today, I don't recall speaking to the FBI at all about the Hunter Biden matter.
Well, then why'd you answer it the way you did?
I beg your pardon?
I yield back to.
Again, they're busting them in these lies. You can hear right there, James Comer making it clear. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. We understand now what's happening with you guys. We understand with Baker here, with James Baker here, that he's probably lying to the American people in these responses. And they're setting this up right now. AOC, by the way, coming out calling Twitter censorship of the Hunter Biden story a 24-hour hiccup. That's all it was. It was just a simple hiccup. It was not that big of a deal. It didn't change the election. Listen carefully.
So they've dragged a social media platform here in Congress. They're weaponizing the use of this committee so that they can do it again. A whole hearing about a 24-hour hiccup in a right-wing political operation. That is why we are here right now. And it is, it's just an abuse of public resources, an abuse of public time. We could be talking about health care. We could be talking about bringing down the cost of prescription drugs. We could be talking about abortion rights, civil rights, voting rights. But instead, we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story.
Half-fake.
I mean, this is an embarrassment.
I love this. Half-fake laptop story. Let me remind you, the Democrats knew that they were impeaching Donald Trump for 4 years. Knew when they were investigating Russian collusion that they had actually created the story. The Democratic National Committee paid for that story with Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they knew it was a lie the entire time. So the deep state, so the FBI, and they actually tried to overthrow the will of the people in a coup attempt against Donald Trump. And now AOC says this story is a half fake story. Senator Hawley on AOC saying the Hunter Biden laptop story is half fake. Here's how he put it.
Pretty big story, and the people of this country deserve to know exactly the facts.
No, it's not a big story. It's just a hiccup, and the laptop's half fake, Senator, according to AOC.
You know, here's the thing that strikes me about that. I thought maybe she was auditioning to be the next chair of Joe Biden's disinformation board. It's either that or she's been living in a cave for the last year. I mean, nobody says that it's disinformation anymore. I mean, even the most bald-faced liars like the Washington Post and the rest of the media now admit that actually, no, it's 100% real. As you pointed out, Hunter says it's actually his laptop. So listen, AOC and the rest of the Democrat Party, they love big tech censorship, Jesse. They love it. And they are willing to lie about it and to lie about the facts in order to keep the big tech censorship regime in place. That's what today was all about.
It's very clear that's what it was all about. And the reason why they're so afraid right now, I think from the standpoint of what you heard from AOC, is they understand that this is the difference between them winning and losing elections. They understand it. They wouldn't have won the election. I think they believe that, as do I. Donald Trump would be the president of the United States of America if this laptop story would have actually been handled by the press the appropriate way. And they're terrified now that they've lost Twitter. And they're terrified that they're going to lose other social media platforms that they can just call up and say, silence this story, censor this story, bury this story, shut down these accounts, shut down these people. We talked about that yesterday, where they took actual congressmen and congresswomen and silenced them and shut down their accounts on social media because people at the White House and in the Democratic Party just said, yeah, silence that one. This one's becoming problematic. They silenced the second largest newspaper in America, the New York Post. One of the oldest, because the story was just too damning to Joe Biden becoming the president.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The way that this story with Hunter Biden should have been covered, and that is just by telling you the truth of what's happening, is the way that it was covered, actually, by Brett Baer at Fox News last night. This Hunter Biden hearing begins with an eye on the interaction between Twitter and the federal government and collusion and silencing and censoring of people. That is not the job of the United States government. The media, by the way, last night, no one covered this on ABC, NBC, or CBS. CNN did not cover this. MSNBC did not cover this. There is only conservative media that's covering this. And the story, if you're doing it in an unbiased way, just telling people what actually happened would sound like what Bret Baier did last night.
First breaking tonight, House Republicans are taking a microscope to the Hunter Biden scandal. The Oversight Committee grilling former Twitter executives today about their censorship of the story in the New York Post, which many in the GOP contended could have directly affected the 2020 election. The most pointed questions, though, aimed at the U.S. government influence into the censorship decisions. Correspondent David Spunt reports tonight from the Justice Department. Good evening, David.
Brett, good evening to you. A fiery hearing lasting the majority of the day. Democrats argue there's nothing there, but Republicans believe something more sinister went on over the past few years involving Twitter and the FBI. And this was the chance for Republicans to make the case to the public.
We don't know where the FBI ends and Twitter begins.
Emotions running high.
We're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. I mean, this is an embarrassment.
Front and center, this New York Post cover from October 2020, weeks before the election.
We return not to focus on advancing this robust agenda of progress, but instead to take up an authentically trivial pursuit, all based on the obsessive victimology of right-wing politics in America.
Former Twitter executives in the hot seat to answer allegations about suppressing that report.
In hindsight, Twitter should have reinstated the Post account immediately.
I'll be the first to admit that we didn't always get it right.
Also testifying, James Baker, the former Twitter deputy general counsel. Before that, he was the top lawyer at the FBI when the agency launched Crossfire Hurricane, the investigation into potential ties between Donald Trump and Russia.
I did not act unlawfully or otherwise inappropriately in any manner with respect to Hunter Biden's laptop.
Republicans say the relationship between Twitter and the FBI was far too cozy. Both agencies met quarterly.
I think you guys got played by the FBI. 5 days after you guys take down the Hunter Biden story and block the New York Post account, 5 days later, 51 former intel officials send a letter and they say the Hunter Biden story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation.
Since the 2020 letter, virtual silence from those former intelligence officials.
We all know now. This was not Russian disinformation. It wasn't disinformation.
The White House, in a statement to Fox News, writing, "This is not what the American people want their leaders to work on." One witness alleged conservatives influenced Twitter. A company whistleblower claimed Twitter changed its policy to allow then-President Trump's tweet arguing four Democratic congresswomen should go back to the crime-infested places from which they came. Brett, the FBI out with a brand new statement within the hour reacting to this hearing to Fox News. I want to read part of it, denying any type of inappropriate relationship between the Bureau and Twitter. It reads in part, the FBI does not instruct or direct any social media company to censor an account or remove information from their platform. Brett, the statement goes on to read that relationships do exist between the FBI and social media companies for the benefit of keeping people safe. Brett.
I love this, right? We're just trying to keep people safe. That's all we're doing here. We're just trying to keep people safe. House Oversight Committee Republicans, again, are making a formal request for the Hunter Biden to turn over information and records related to his foreign business dealings. That's not a witch hunt. That's important. And Republicans are seeking these records to determine if the Biden family, in fact, and there's all the evidence points to this, use Joe Biden's political career to sell access around the world for decades. This is not just while he's the president now or the vice president last time. It goes back to when he was a senator. Chairman Comer also sent requests to President Biden's brother, James Biden, and Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Swearin, for records as Republicans are probing whether members of the Biden family leveraged Joe Biden's position as vice president to sell access around the world, quote unquote. Quote, if President Biden is compromised by deals with foreign adversaries and they are impacting his decision-making, this is a threat to national security, Comer said in a statement this morning. The American people deserve transparency and accountability about the Biden family's influence peddling. The Oversight Committee is committed to exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse that's taken place at the highest levels of our government. Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Eric Swearin's documents, records, and communications are critical to this investigation. I'm going to hit pause there because I want to go back to the very beginning of the story that I said to you about at the beginning. I said I was going to relate this back. This is why Hunter Biden has sent Rudy Giuliani, Tony Bobulinski, and many others these desperate, frivolous, and laughable letters to preserve the laptop from hell records. This is how concerned they are, and this is the only play they have left. This is why Hunter Biden and his expensive legal team sent these letters to 14 different people that we know of, saying, you better shut up, you better be ready, we're coming after you. The litigation letters demanded the individuals preserve potential evidence for further lawsuits related to the alleged theft, quote, of personal data that may include information from his laptop, NBC News is reporting. Among those asked to preserve the records included Roger Stone, the laptop repairman himself, John Paul MacIsaac, lawyer Robert Costello, ex-Trump aide Garrett Ziegel, Biden family partner and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, as well as Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. Each letter to the 14 individuals says, you have made various statements and engaged in certain activities by your own admission or that have been publicly reported in the media concerning our client, Robert Hunter Biden, parentheses, Mr. Biden. This letter, parentheses, notice, constitutes notice that a litigation hold should be in effect for the preservation and retention of all records and documents related to Mr. Biden. Hunter's legal team members told NBC News the president's son is trying to protect his family, quote unquote, from the extensive and sustained attacks related to its business dealings in foreign countries. They're even saying this. These are their words, not mine. Such as they're naming the nations, Ukraine, Russia, and China. Quote, we are going back to 2008 to ensure we capture the extensive and sustained attacks on the Biden family, the statement demands. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, said the news of this letter is nothing but a desperate, frivolous, and laughable effort that will only hurt the family's legal position because the lawsuit will lead to, quote, discovery, a legal process by which Hunter Biden would have to be deposed on camera. This, quote, is a desperate, frivolous, and laughable attempt to silence political critics of President Joe Biden and his corrupt family. It won't work. And it will backfire, legally and politically, on the Bidens. I hope Hunter Biden is stupid enough to file a lawsuit because the discovery, including Hunter's videotaped deposition, will be manna from heaven. Now, the letter comes as Hunter appears to have tried to change the public relations battle. And the White House clearly knowing that this is important right now. Hunter Biden could be paying more than $100,000 right now a month, $1.2 million for the year, for his legal defense. It's so expensive that Hunter Biden may not be able to pay for all this through, you know, two or three of his art deals, right? Because that's how he's making his money now. In fact, now they're thinking maybe we should just get donors to come in and give money for his legal defense fund. Meanwhile, the Biden family business scandal is starting to impact the presidency. Instead of speaking out publicly, Joe Biden has been peppered with questions about the family's businesses. Joe Biden told PBS News on Wednesday the public isn't going to pay attention, quote, to the nine GOP probes into his family, such as money laundering, wire fraud, and tax evasion. Is he right? No, he's wrong. A recent survey says that 61% of voters believe it is likely that Joe Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from his son Hunter Biden's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China. 41% actually say it's very likely. That is why they're so afraid right now. So let's go back to the school board issue real quick. What we're learning now, and the reason why the subpoena for the school board documents in the DOJ is so important, is we're now learning how they work to the DOJ. The House Judiciary Committee ramping up its effort to obtain this information, and they're showing, and it will show how they approach, quote, concerned parents at school board meetings by issuing a subpoena to the Attorney General Garland for numerous documents and communications on the matter.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The subpoena commands the Attorney General Garland to provide to the committee numerous items that the committee chairman, Jim Jordan, has repeatedly requested from the department since the school board issue first surfaced more than a year ago. Jordan, while he was the ranking member of the committee, first contacted Garland in October of 2021 about a directive Garland had issued to the FBI that month about a disturbing spike in harassment. These are the words of Garland. Quote, a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school board administrators. Was that actually the case? No. But when parents start standing up for their kids in schools, you can't do that. We control your kids' lives, and you can't question us. We'll treat you like domestic terrorists and label you as such. That's what the government actually did. Now, Merrick Garland acknowledged during a hearing before the committee that he had sent the directive just after the National School Board Association, translation, the school's teachers union that's extremely liberal, sent a letter to the White House, which the teachers union later retracted, that had asked the White House to investigate visibly outraged parents who were attending school board meetings as possible, quote, domestic terrorists, quote, unquote. Jordan is now accusing the DOJ of using that letter from the teachers' union as a pretext for the use of federal law enforcement including counterterrorism measures against parents. Parents who have children in the schools, which Jordan has argued could chill the First Amendment rights of parents. You, the Honorable Merrick Garland, Attorney General, required to produce the following items in your possession. The letter reads, custody or control from January 20th, 2021 to present in unredacted form. The subpoena states, as it then lists out 9 detailed items, all of which Jordan has requested from the DOJ in the past to no avail. The subpoena, among its lists of demands, asks for, quote, all documents and communications between Mary Wall, senior policy advisor to the president, and any Department of Justice employees referring or relating to the National School Board Association's letter, dated September the 29th of 2021. Also, the Attorney General's memorandum dated October 4th, or alleged threats or violence at school board meetings. Now, the DOJ is showing resistance already to Jordan's January 17th correspondence by telling the chairman, quote, that while the department would work to be accommodating to the committee as it fulfills its oversight obligations, quote, it may not always be possible to participate or to address all the topics the committee wishes to raise. Now, the subpoena also directs Garland to produce the required documents to the committee on March 1st at 9 a.m. Jordan, by the way, said he's planning a number of high-profile investigations in this Congress, has in the past threatened to resort to legal means to compel government agencies to satisfy his request. This subpoena, the first to be issued this Congress, is, quote, likely to be one of several the chairman sends out as he pursues various probes into DOJ and other agencies and how they've been covering for the Biden crime family. Many of the probes are expected to occur through the newly created Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, which the House established this Congress to look at into allegations of civil liberties violations by the agencies. All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4 Gold IRA, or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, with that backdrop, let's go back to how the Republicans are doing this to Capitol Hill. I want you to listen to Jim Jordan at this House Oversight Committee on Twitter censorship and how he responded to Twitter as he described it being played by the FBI. And remember, Jim Baker, former top guy at the FBI, is now over at Twitter. He's being questioned right now. So did Twitter get bamboozled by the FBI, or did they willingly go along with lies from the FBI? That's the question. Listen carefully.
So the FBI didn't tell you that it was fake, didn't tell you that it was hacked. And Mr. Roth, did the story violate your policies?
In my judgment at the time, no, it did not.
Yeah, that's what you said. As you said, it isn't clearly a violation of our hack materials policy, nor is it clearly a violation of anything else. So I think what a lot of people are wondering is, if it didn't violate your policies, and they didn't tell you it was fake, didn't tell you it was hacked, why'd you take it down?
The company made a decision that found that it did violate the policy. It wasn't my personal judgment at the time that it did, but the decision was communicated to me by my direct supervisor, and ultimately, I didn't disagree with it enough to object to
You know what I think happened, Mr. Roth? I think you guys got played. I think you guys wanted to take it deep down. We saw what the chairman put up where you said, you know, everyone in the White House is a fascist. I think you guys wanted it to be taken down. I think you meet with these guys every week. We know that's been established in the Twitter files. You had weekly meetings with Mr. Chan in the run-up to the election. They send you all kinds of emails. They send you documents on the super-secret James Bond teleporter. You get information on that. I think you guys wanted to take it down. I think you guys got played by the FBI.
I think you guys got played by the FBI. Either that, or you knew exactly what you were doing at that moment. You knew that you just needed cover. And this was the cover you needed because you knew this story was so damning. It was so damning that you couldn't stop the story from ruining your guy being in the White House. You wanted him so bad, and I'm referring to again, Joe Biden, that you were willing to do whatever it took to cover up the facts of the Hunter Biden laptop. That's why now all of a sudden everybody at Twitter's like, oh, I can't recall asking the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop. I don't know if I did it. I'm not sure. I don't believe that Jim Baker, former FBI agent, doesn't know how to answer this question. I believe he just doesn't want to actually tell the truth.
Mr. Baker, did you call any of your contacts at the FBI to ask whether or not they knew if the material had been hacked?
I don't recall contacting them about that.
You want to know why? He didn't want to tell you the truth. He didn't want to tell you that they just ran with it. And the reason why they ran with it is because this was for them the whole ball game. This was the only way you could possibly stop Donald Trump from becoming president again. And that was worth it for you. Who cares if you've got to go to to Washington and be called out for being these scumbags at Twitter? At least your guy won. And I think that's what it boils down to them. They don't really care that they got caught after the fact because the damage was already done. This was already a win for them. This was already a victory for them. Right? This was the ball game. They did it. They had success. Take your victory lap. Enjoy the moment. You picked the president of the United States of America single-handedly. You, the deep state, the FBI, Twitter, and you shut down a story that you knew was going to cost them the presidency. And yes, now you're getting called out for it. But if you were successful and your guy is in the White House right now, was it worth it? I think if you asked them, they would say, hell yeah. Hell yeah, it was worth it. This is all we needed. This was the whole thing. Are you glad you did it? I'm sure they'd say yes, and I'd do it again. Because at this point, is anybody going to go to jail for this? They don't believe anybody's going to go to jail for this. Hell, they don't even believe that Joe Biden's going to get in trouble for this. They don't believe that Hunter Biden's going to get in trouble for this. They believe they're going to be able to cover every part of this up. And even if they do get busted where they have to admit that some of this was happened, you know what they say? They say, oh, well, we regret that this happened. We wish it wouldn't have happened. We made mistakes. And if we could go back, we would do it differently. And then they look at each other and they laugh. They look at each other and they think, we still won. Was it worth it? In their minds, yeah, it's absolutely worth it. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. We will keep you updated on all this news as it continues to break. We are not going to stop. We're not going to back down. Write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people. That's the most helpful thing you can do to support us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.